You're not even yotze mitzvahs kiddush. Since you made kiddush in shul, you're not eating there. That's not the mokam achilo. You're not mekayim mitzvahs kiddush. So Gemara says, elu l'rav, if so, according to Rav, lo mele l'kdusha beveisei, according to Rav, when you make kiddush in shul, you're mekayim mitzvahs kiddush. You don't have to have the mokim sudum. Abi, you make kiddush over kosh or yayin. So if they make kiddush in shul, the question is, when they go home, vice the minig was to make kiddush again. Why? So Gemara says, kadei lohaitzi bonav v'bnei beisei. To be yaitze all the children, or when you go home, if you have a wife or you have children, to be yaitze the people in the house. That's why you make kiddush again. So Taisus Taka speaks out the second Taisus. L'Rav Tzarech L'Kedusha Beis Kanishta L'Chur Koron T'Rav, it's also Shver. What did they make Kiddush in Shul for? Everybody goes home and makes Kiddush a second time at house for their family. So why did they make Kiddush in Shul altogether? But Taisus says, L'Hoitzi Kol Oysam Shein Lehem B'nei Bayis Shloit Tzarech L'Kadosh B'Veisam. If a person doesn't have a family, doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, so Mele in Shul they heard Kiddush and that's it. They went home, they were able to start their Suda right away. That was the minig. According to Rav, it's good why there's such a minig. They used to make kiddush in shul. So that the people who didn't have families to make kiddush a second time for them, they were makayim the mitzvah kiddush in shul. For the Gemara though, Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, lama le lekedusha bevei kanishta. According to Shmuel, why do you make kiddush in shul? Lechura, since you're not makayim the mitzvah kiddush, that's not the place where you eat. It's not called kiddush b'mokim suda. So why bechal do they make kiddush? Lechura, it's a brachal abatolo. So Gemara says, La fuki orchim idecha bosim, you are yotze the orchim, the people that eat there. The orchim, the guests, yidecha bosim, they're yotze the mitzvah kiddush. The ochlu v'shosu v'gonu, they eat and they drink and they sleep. Bevei kanishta, in shul. So since that's the mokim where they eat and sleep, that's called the mokim suda for them. Therefore, the chazim used to make kiddush to be mitzi those people that would eat and sleep in the shul. So Tosafos speaks out, v'yim toima, v'amri v'perek b'nei ir, what do you mean? They says here the Gemara, you make kiddush for those people that used to eat and sleep in shul. Either the Gemara Megillah says you're not allowed to eat and sleep in the shul. So it's only a mutter achilas shel mitzvah, but not shel mitzvah. Or else, tam sleeping bechalal is not mutter in the shul. V'yafilu b'shel bovel ein oichlem ben. Even in bovel, also you're not supposed to eat in shul or sleep there. The Amir Hossam Ravina Ravashim. So according to Kashri, then how does the Gemara say here we are mitzi the orchim that they eat in shul? What's the head to eat in shul and sleep in shul? The Tosafos answers V'yesh leimam the lav dafka bevei kanishta. Rav al Gemara doesn't mean they used to eat and sleep in shul itself. There was a room right outside the shul. That in Korolei Beit Kanishta, it's also called part of the shul. But Avad in the place where they daven, Avad, they didn't eat there or they didn't sleep there. So they only ate or sleep in a room next door. When Mishom Hoyu Shemim HaKiddush, and they were able to hear Kiddush, they were in their room right next door, and they were able to hear the Chazan making Kiddush, and they're Makayim, their mitzvah of Kiddush and Mokim Suda. So that's pshat here, that there were people that used to sleep and eat. In shul means right next door, the next room, the side room, that's where they used to eat and sleep. So Melo the Chazan, when he made Kiddush, he was able to be mitzi those people that are eating in shul. So that we spoke out last time, even though the Chazan himself is not eating in shul, so he himself, he's not mekayim his mitzvah Kiddush right now, but so what? It's not worse than if you already made Kiddush and you have somebody that did not hear Kiddush yet, you're allowed to make Kiddush for him. So here also, for those people that are going to eat in the room next door, you're allowed to make Kiddush for them. Because for them, it's called Kiddush B'mokim Suda. So they're yaitza their mitzvah Suda. Their mitzvah is Kiddush. That's why, according to Shmuel, there's such a minig to make Kiddush in shul. So the Maisa Shal is, what about Bizman is there? Today, nobody eats in shul, so do we make Kiddush or not? So some shita say you're not supposed to make kiddush in shul now Friday night because since nobody's eating there, so brachal abatolo. But the Ramah brings down, but there is a minig though still to do it. Hey, since at the times of the Gemara there was a minig that the Chazan made kiddush in shul, and at that time the minig was to be made to the people that eat there. Even though today nobody eats there, still the minig applies that you should make a kiddush in shul. But the question is though, when it comes to drink the kais, that's the question. How could the Chazan drink the kais lechura? He himself right now is not makayim mitzvah kiddush. Because for him, it's not called Kiddush B'mokim Suda. And Allah is you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. So the question is, how could the Chazan drink from the Kosher Yain before Kiddush? So that's why the minig is usually give it to kids to drink. You let a tinnik, you let the kids drink the yayin. For them, they're allowed to eat before Kiddush. So I'm not going to it right now. The Magen Avraham talks about it, that this inyan, there's no inyan of chinuch. The Chorbi Chor, a kid also, even if it's some sheet you sold, even if it's a boy that's already a gil chinuch, he's already 8 or 9 or 10 years old, still you're allowed to let him drink from that kosher yayin. I, the Chorbi, is a bar chinuch, teach him also not to eat before Kiddush. So Magen Avraham says, when a kid is hungry, there's no inyan chinuch to teach him not to eat at these times. Just like the Moshe by a tainis. We're not knowing to give a chinuch tainis that he starts fasting before bar mitzvah. Usually a kid doesn't start fasting until he's bar mitzvah. Because inyan of tainis, not eating, there's no inyan to starve the kid to give him an inyan of chinuch. That's why also on Shabbos in the morning, most people let their kids eat breakfast even though it's before Kiddush. Because for kids, you don't have to be mechanach them in this inyan. Therefore, that's the minhag to give it over to kids, let them drink the kais. So the chazan that makes the Kiddush, he should not drink the kais. But the question is, let's say there's nobody in shul, no kids at all in shul. Then if the chazan does drink it, I'll call upon him, he should drink a reviyat yayin. Because if he drinks a reviyat yayin, there are some shitas that hold, that's called mokim suda. If you drink a reviyat yayin, that alone is called a suda. So then right now he's taki yaitz, he's mekayim, his mitzvah's Kiddush. And when he goes home, if he makes Kiddush a second time, it's only to be mitzvah his wife then. So is it a one or two yaitzes. But I call upon him at dinner, the Gemara, the Ikat HaKana was because there was some people that were eating right next door. So when you make Kiddush, you are Moitzi them. Now we'll soon see exactly how does it stream, if this is called the Mokim Suda or not. We'll soon see the next Gemara. Right. So Gemara says now, V'yoz de Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes according to his time, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush ele b'mokim Suda. Kiddush you only mekayim if you do it b'mokim Suda. So the Rashbam, which the last time says, Tup Shotim, one shot he says is, that the Pasuk says, the Siv, the Keros, the Shabbos, Oinig, that the Mokim Shat, the Kerr, the Shabbos, Kleimer, Kriya, the Kiddush, Shomte Oinig. At the place where you're making Kiddush, that's where you're supposed to have Oinig, supposed to have Yesudim. U Medrashu, one shot is a Taka Jerusha, so it's not of Nitzukim. Inami, the Rashbam said, another a Svara. Inami, it's a Svarahi. The Medikva Kiddush Alayayin, since the din, you're supposed to make Kiddush on wine, Kedatanya Lekamon. So achreya wala yayin, we're makayim the mitzvah sesay of Kiddush. Al hayayin is mistama la yayin shebishas suda hukva dechoshiv. Which yayin are you supposed to use? A yayin next to the meal. Because the wine you drink in the middle of the meal, that's a choshiv a yayin. More choshiv than the wine you drink throughout the day. So that's a svara that the Kiddush you're doing should be in a Kiddush that's right next to you eating. This is Shmuel Shita, therefore Shmuel says if you stam make Kiddush in shul, and the people that do not eat there are not makayim the mitzvah Kiddush. Weiter. Now the Gemara thought to say, Hani Mili, when do we say this? You say it according to Shmuel, that you only mekayim Kiddush if you eat right there, mi bayis labayis. From one house to another house, that's no good. If you make Kiddush in this house, and then you go to a second house, you're not mekayim mitzvahs Kiddush. Mi bayis labayis is no good. But as long as you're in one house, even if you go upstairs, you go downstairs, go all around the house, that's still called Kiddush b'mokim suda. But if you make Kiddush downstairs and then you walk upstairs, since you're in the same house, even according to Shmuel, that's also good. That is considered Kiddush b'mokim suda. Like Rashbam says, Hani Mili, the end Kiddush ele b'mokim suda ele mibayis labayis. Now, only if you go from one house to another house, that is no good. But if you're in the same house, just going from upstairs to downstairs, and sorach lachsul lekadosh. Now, the minute right now, this is considered Kiddush b'mokim suda, and you don't have to make Kiddush again. So Gemara says not like that. Omar luhu Rav Onon bar Tachlipa. So Rav Onon bar Tachlipa said over that zimnin. Sometimes it happens. Sagin have a kimna. I was standing up in front of Kaimei to Shmuel in front of Shmuel. V'nochos me igru liyarya. His first he made Kiddush upstairs. Igru means the attic on top of the second floor. He made Kiddush upstairs. That's where he made Kiddush. He made in the agru. He went from upstairs to downstairs. For Hoda Mekadish, and he made a second time Kiddush. So you see, even though he made Kiddush upstairs in the same house, but for some reason, by says he did not eat there, he had to eat downstairs. So since he did not eat upstairs, he held when he's coming downstairs, the Kiddush he made upstairs was no good, because that wasn't the Kiddush for Mokim Suda. He had to make Kiddush over a second time. So you see here, from upstairs to downstairs, that's no good. That's not called Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So if you don't have in dash, that's the halacha. If you have in dash, you're making Kiddush upstairs in your apartment upstairs. And at the time of Kiddush, you have in mind to eat there. And then something happens, like we'll soon see, the light goes out. You can't eat upstairs. You go downstairs to eat downstairs. You have to make Kiddush over again. It is only in the same mipin lapinim, the same big room. and you have a big palace, a big hall you have. As long as in one room, then we say, even though Mitchili you wanted to sit down and eat at this table, this side of the room, and you made Kiddush Amanas to eat here, and then something went wrong, you can't eat here, you have to go to the other side of the room, that's okay. Hey, Mepina Lepina, in the same room, from one corner to another corner, that's okay, you could change and eat over there. But once it's not in the same room, it's in another room, there are some shittas that learn that's not called Kiddush Mamakim Suda. Now, the Chura, Taisin asked the question of Azayim. We said before that where Taisin learns that in shul, where do the people eat their meal? Taisin says, in the shul itself, you can't eat the meal. You're not allowed to eat in the shul itself. So Taisin said, they had a cheder next door. They had a side room, that's what they used to eat. And the chatan was making Kiddush in the shul. So the Chura question is, how does that help? We hold like this, halacha, that from upstairs to downstairs, that's not called Suda, that's not called Kiddush, Mokim Suda. So here, if you make Kiddush in the shul, how does it help for the people outside that are in the next room? So the first one speak out that Alma Gemara is talking about what you don't have in mind. At the time you make Kiddush, you thought you're going to make Kiddush here. Then we say, if you change your mind for some reason, it's no good, it got too cold, light went out. And you go upstairs, you have to make Kiddush over again. But let's say Metchila, when you make Kiddush here, you haven't das. That you're going to eat your meal upstairs, then it's okay. As long as you're under one roof, it's under one room, it's under one house, you could make Kiddush downstairs, and then go upstairs, have your Suda upstairs, that's okay. As long as you have that in mind, b'shas, you're making Kiddush. That's also by Sukkah sometimes, if you make Kiddush upstairs in Sukkah, and then you want to eat the meal downstairs, that's also mutter. As long as you have in mind, when you're making Kiddush, that you can eat the meal in the next room, that's okay, providing it's all in one house. So Mela by Shul is also that way. When the Chazan made Kiddush, he knew he was being made to the people that are going to eat in that room over there. So that's what was called Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. Here also, if you have in mind, it's okay. But here, Mishtama, he first made Kiddush upstairs, and he thought he was going to eat there. And then probably something happened, the lights went out. So he had to come downstairs, he made again the second time Kiddush. So the more of the Af, Rav Huna, Sovereign, Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. Rav Huna also holds like Shmuel, that you could only be Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush B'Mokim where you can eat your meal. The Rav Huna Kiddush. Rav Huna came home and made Kiddush in his house. The Yisakele Sharga, then the candle went out, didn't have electricity then, a wind came in and blew out the candle. The Ayla Le Lamane, so he took all his plates, Lamane, all his plates, Levei Ganano, he took it outside to the Veganano, which means in the garden, to Rabba Bray, his son Rabba. There Sharga, there there was light, that's where he went to eat his Suda. The Kiddush, and he made Kiddush a second time. Vitoyimidi, and there he ate. So Alma, what do we see? Kesavar ain't Kiddush el b'mokim suda. That the first Kiddush he made in his own house, he was not Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush. Since right after Kiddush the lights went out, he did not sit down to eat the meal there. He had to go outside and eat in the garden. So in the garden is also, that's not called in the same house, that's called outside. He was not Yetzir Kiddush el b'mokim suda, he had to say Kiddush over again. So Rashi is Rashbam Isakule Shaga Nofal Haner. The candle fell down. The coven went out. The candle went out. Koydim Shoch. Before he ate, right after Kiddush, the candle went out. Then he had to go and move Leveganano. He had to go to the garden. The Rabba Bray Beis Chupas. But it wasn't really the garden. It was the Beis Chupa, a special house, seemed like a tent. The Beis Chupa.
There are two gemaras up there, right over there. That's it. No. Next one. Those two. Take them down.
So they got him the rabbi bread. They schuf as benoy. Show you shom neiros dokim a beis amishta. Chasna was mamishta. Chasna then. The kids said there was a room there that had lights going on. So he sat down there to eat, and he made Kiddush a second time. You see clearly he knows that the first Kiddush he made, he's not mekayim the mitzvah Kiddush, and he had to go ahead and make Kiddush over again. Now. The Kiddush for Toyimidi. He went and he ate something. So also Alma Ksaver ain't Kiddush al Mokim Suda. So question, what is this Loshin for Toyimidi? He ate something here. Like how much do you have to eat to be Mekai in the mitzvah? You're making Kiddush now for Mokim Suda. So let's see, Toy is pretty machmir. Toy says, Toyimidi, Toy says, Nira da hainu timas lechem. Toy says, this means you had to eat a little bit of bread. You have to eat. Could Armina perakama de shvuis? Could the army inshi nita midi fi azli vi azli vishosi? The people said, let's go eat a little bit, and it means there you have to eat bread. Now, v'yemoyel mina targima lahashlam gimel suda shabbos, k'moy besuka, some people say it could be yetzel like shalosh shudis, with just mina targima, type of cakes. So it says, haino davke besuda shlishis. That's only for shalosh shudis. The third suda on shabbos, then you could be mekayim with mina targima, with cake. Avoloy besudas arbas v'shachris. But the meal we eat at night, Friday night and Shabbos, at Shabbos in the morning, she'nika kovet Shabbos, then Toy Shritu Shdafka after bread. So according to Tosfos Taka, the Kiddush that you're making sure won't be so good then. Well, Tosfos Mashma, that we hold Kiddush for Mokim Suda, means it has to be a real Suda of Lechem. You have to toy media of Lechem. But Lamaisa, we're not Machir when this, Lamaisa, we all the other Shitas learn that they hold no. Mina Tagima cake also helps. So if you eat some cake there, Kazayas of cake, that's also considered a Kiddush for Mokim Suda. And Lakula, the Bidiyevit, some Shitas hold that if you drink a kais, a revius of Yayin, that's also considered Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So that's the Maskul, the Geshita. If you go to a Kiddush, at least drink a revius of the Yayin, that's called the Mokim Suda. Or else you have to have at least the Kazayas of cake. But if you don't need a Kazayas of cake, then Lakhuri not yates a Kiddush there, and then Lakhuri shouldn't be eaten, because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. But the Machumah de Geshita read it after, wash and eat some Lechem. I think the Gro was Makbid like this. But the Minigarlam is not that. The Minigarlam is, if you have some cake, it's also called Kiddush with Mokim Suda. Right, I'm saying he's on Mokim Suda. More of the Af, Rabba, Sovar, ain't Kiddush Elba Mokim Suda. Rabba also holds like this, that you can only be Makai Mitzvah Kiddush, but Mokim where you eat. The Yomar Abayi said over, Ki Avinim Beymar, when I used to be by my Rebbe Rabba, Ki Heve Mekadish. When he used to make Kiddush, when Rabba used to make Kiddush and he had guests, the Bokrim used to be over his house, Omalon used to tell the Bokrim, Tima Midi. You're listening to my Kiddush anyway, you might as well eat something now. Take some bread, take some challah right now. Why? Dilma maybe. Maybe by the time you go home, Mashem Matchil the Bochum didn't come to eat the Suda there. Some walked the Rebbe home. Some they want to say good Shabbos to him and then they would go home to their house. So Rabbi told him, no, if you're here ready, eat something also. Why? Because maybe when you go home to your house where you can eat l'shpiza, you're in, Miss Akra l'chush argam, maybe there you'll find when you come into the room, the candle will go out, v'lei mekadish l'chu, and you won't be able to make kiddush there. Well, the Torah speaks out, it means, well, then you won't be able to eat there for some reason. You won't want to eat there. You won't want to make kiddush in your home because there's no nervous right then. Or the kiddush of the hochol and nafkisum. And the kiddush that you heard by me, you're not yetzim mitzvah's kiddush. Why not? Even though they heard the whole kiddush from Rabba, the yen kiddush el b'mokim suda. Because if you bachur are not going to eat anything here, you're just not going to hear the way Rabbi makes kiddush. You're not being mekayim mitzvahs kiddush because you didn't eat anything here. So it's not called the kiddush of mokim suda. Therefore, Rabbi used to tell all these people: make sure right after you hear my kiddush, go and be toy midi. Go take some lechem right now, eat something. So I'll call upon him. You are mekayim mitzvahs kiddush because maybe by the time you go home, your nervous won't be there. And you won't want to eat anymore. So Rashbam asked the kasha. Mashal, Rabbi was only worried about that they should be mekayim mitzvahs kiddush. Why wasn't Rabbi afraid? Maybe they go home, the lights would go out, they wouldn't want to eat, they won't be Mekayim Mitzvah Suda either. Like Rabbi should have told them, eat the whole meal here already. Like if you're afraid, by the time they go home, the lights won't be on and they won't want to eat, he should have told them, eat the whole Suda here. So that's why he says, for that alone, they could be Mekayim Mitzvah Suda tomorrow. If they don't eat today, tonight, they could eat the Suda tomorrow. But Mitzvah's Kiddush, that's the Mitzvah, he's supposed to make Kiddush right away at the beginning of Shabbos. So Rabbi was worried these Bochum won't be Mekayim Mitzvah's Kiddush. That's why he told him, Adav, eat a little bit here. Let's see what Rashbam says. Dilma misakel chushagor v'loy toichlu, and when you go home, you won't want to eat. V'yafilu atim hocham lishen v'loy achila, and even you go to sleep without eating. Aber the kiddush dochel enough kisu de kiddush, but the kiddush you ate here, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvahs kiddush. You know, Tosfos speaks out really. Well, the kedusha dochel enough kisu, Tosfos says. Or mash lehoye makbid al asuda Shabbos. Why wasn't Rabbi worried that the bochum won't have a meal on Shabbos? That wouldn't be so gefährlich. If they go to sleep, they weren't that hungry. So they go to sleep, okay, they get up in the morning, and tomorrow morning, on Shabbos, they'll have three sudis. That's one shot, and if they could, for the Eved, eat your three sudis tomorrow by day. Or else, so he says, maybe you go home, your lights aren't on, you'll find another house that has light, and there'll be food there. But there won't be any yain, you won't have any kiddush. So therefore, Rabbi told the Bochum, the best thing is, be here by my house, when you hear my kiddush, eat something also. So therefore, they'll be called the kiddush from Mokim Suda, and you'll be mekayim your mitzvah kiddush. That's what Abaye said over in the name of Rabbi. Mashma Rabbi also holds like Shmuel, that ain't kiddush of a Mokim Suda. Fredik Mora Eini Luchur, it's not like this. The Yom Rabbi, your Rabbi always says that Kol Milu Demar, everything that my Rebbe used to do, what Rabbi used to do, Hevi Ovid to Rav. He used to do everything like Rav. He used to pass like Rav. Levar Mayhani Tlas. There's only three things that Rabbi used to do like Shmuel. The Ovid to Shmuel. But this is going to be the kasha. Here should be a fourth thing that we see Rabbah holds like Shmuel, that ain't kiddush ela b'makim sudda. And the Chura only says three things Rabbah did like Shmuel. What were the three things? That matira mi beged lebeged. You're allowed to take off sittis from one beged and put it on another beged. And you shouldn't say like you'd be mevaza the first beged. Like you have sittis already on one talis, and the Chura, that's a talis of mitzvah now. And we want to make it, you have a new talis now. You don't have sittis. So Shmuel holds you're allowed to take the tzitzis off that beged to put it onto this one you want to use now. Even though you'd be mevatel the other beged, that's the chiddush to its mutter. Since you're putting it directly onto this beged to use now. But enechnami, just to take the tzitzis off a beged and not to use those tzitzis, that you shouldn't do. That's a bizu to the mitzvah. And Toys Bizar, the chiddush Toys said, Matim beg le beged, v'yaf agav du Shmuel listle perk atchilis, kli kufsa chayev a tzitzis. Shmuel Shrit there is, if you have a beged with four corners on it, even if the beged is in your closet, still it's mechuyev and tzitzis. Slav dafki, you have to be wearing the beged that there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on. Shmuel Shrit there is, even if the beged is in the closet, still there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. So Toi says, Moide still is Moide. In main tzitzis l'chol begod, we don't have enough tzitzis to put on all your clothing. Shayat tzitzis mi beged shematzniyoy, lit mi beged shirayt zlubay shnei mitzvah lov. That Shmuel's all still maidim. If you have a beged, that you're not going to use that beged anymore. And now you got yourself a new beged. You want to wear this beged, that you are allowed to take the tzitzis off that beged, and put it onto this beged. Even though that beged you're taking it off from also has a chiyuv tzitzis. But it's a bigger chiyuv to put it on a beged now that you want to wear right now. So that's Shmuel's chiddush, matir mi beged le beged. A second chiddush Shmuel holds is, u'madlikim mener l'ner. And Rashbam says, u'madlikim mener chanukah l'ner acheres. You want to light the Ner Chanukah from one Ner to another Ner, Shel Chanukah. V'yein tzorach lahadlik b'ner acher v'sheino Shel Chanukah. You don't have to take like a shamish. Like if one of the Neris went out, you don't have to take the shamish the way we do and light the Chanukah. You're allowed to take a candle that was already lit, l'shein Chanukah, and use that Ner to light another Ner. That's called Madlikim Maner l'ner. You don't say it's a biza mitzvah since you already lit this Ner, l'shein Chanukah, to use it now to light another Ner, say that's also. We say no. Since you're lighting another Ner, that's also a mitzvah of Chanukah. So that's called from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. That's mutter. It's not called the biza mitzvah. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Lamaisa, we don't do it because different reason. Because we hold that we do mahadrim and a mahadrim. Every night we light two or three or four that night. Now the ikri radin, only one ner is a mitzvah. So the other neres are not really show mitzvah. Therefore, you shouldn't light from one to another. That's different. But ikri radin, though, you light a light minel and ner. For yahalocha kriyabi shimon begreira, and you also pass like Reb Shimon shita by greira by hilchos Shabbos. The time you learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Goyer Odom, you're allowed to drag along on the ground. Goyer Odom, a man could drag, Mita, a bed, Kisei, a chair, a Savsel, a stool, the Shabbos. Even though you're dragging along the floor, and the Chur is making a charitz, it's making an indention, it's making a charish, it's making a hole in the ground, it's making a line in the ground. Obovado only, Shlo Yitzchav and Lassus Charitz. You should not have Kavanah, that should not be your purpose. In other words, called Einim Eskavin. Your kavanah right now is to drag this chair in the house. That's what you want to do. While you're dragging it, maybe it's going to make a charitza. It's going to be over charishi, like plowing the ground. That's mutter since you're not Meskavin. And it has to be providing, it's not a psikresha. It doesn't have to happen that the chair has to make an indention in the ground, it'll be over the Yisacharisha. If it's a psikresha, it has to happen, then takrit saucer. The kozman, it doesn't have to happen, could only be maybe yes, maybe no, as long as that's not your intentions to make those scratches in the ground. Your intention is just to drag the chair inside the house. That's mutter, that's called Dabar Sheinim Eskavin. Lafuki Reb Yehudi Shita. Yehudi Shita always is that Dabar Sheinim Eskavin is awesome. So the kids, you see in three cases here, Rabbah holds like Shmuel. But all other cases, Rabbah holds like Rav. That's the kash outcome here. Rabbah holds by Hilchas Kiddush. You're not Mekayim, it's Kiddush only the Mokim Sudom. Why doesn't Rabbah hold like Rav? That Rav Shita was, you were Yoytze Kiddush in Shul, even though you don't have your Suda there. Rav holds, you don't have to make Kiddush your Mokim Suda. So why didn't Rabbah hold like Rav? And the Gemara, Ki Chumrei the Rav, Hevi Yovit. That we say that Rabbah did everything like Rav, it only means all Rav's chumris. When Rav was a machmir, was more strict, then Rabbah did everything like the strictness of Rav. Only three cases was he makel did he do like Shmuel, where Shmuel was makel. Abikakule de Rav lehevi of it. But when there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav is more makel, more lekuladik, then Rabbah did not go according to Rav. And then Rabbah went lechum according to Shmuel. See, the machlekes by Kiddush, Rav is the bigger makel. Rav says you're allowed to make Kiddush even though you're not eating there. So in this halacha, Rav is good while he holds like Shmuel. He went lechumra. They say, no, you cannot be in Mekayim Mitzvah Kiddush if that's not the Mokim Sudah. don't have a yovet yet. Smell is no kasha. Now the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out. That's what we always say. Kiddush should be b'makim suda, and means preferably as soon as possible. As really as soon as possible, right after you make the kiddush, you should go down and teach something. So if you can eat cake, eat the cake right away. That will be called b'makim suda. If people are knowing that right after kiddush they wash to make the lechem, mitchil you should do it as soon as possible, not just time. Take your time. So he says, all right, if you have, you don't have to rush. You can wait a few minutes. But just for no reason at all, you shouldn't just take your time and do something else before making kiddush, before eating. Because before, there is an inyan of kiddush should be the mokum suda. Now the Rashbam says, like, the place you make kiddush, that should be the mokum suda. So like right after kiddush, there is an inyan, as soon as you have not to do anything else, but to go right away, either eat your cake, or else eat the meal, at least eat the challah, do something. But don't in between some type of conversation and go visit somebody, go do something, and then make kiddush later. As much as possible, you should try and make the kiddush as soon as, make the suda as soon as possible, right after the kiddush. Because that's all part of this inyan of kiddush and mokim suda, like Rashbam says. The keros l'shabbos sonim is the mokim shat the kerel l'shabbos, there should be the oinik. So as soon as possible, right after kiddush, should be the oinik. Right. Now Rabbi Yechinen and Rabbi Yechinen argues, he argues both on Rav and Shmuel, and he says, Afi de yayin nami yotza. Rabbi Yechinen says that when you make kiddush in shul, you made a bar priyagofen, then you go home. So both, even Rav says, when you go home now and eat your meal and you have wine, then you have to make again a bar priyagofen. Since you went home in between shul and eating, you're going home, there's a hefsik in between. So the first bracha does not help anymore. There's like a hefsik, a stop in between the first bracha. And now you have to make a second bracha. It's even Rav held like that. If Yechon says, not like that. If Yechon says, if you make kiddush in shul, you made the bar priyagofen, and either the talking about the chazin, that mamash drank the wine, or else whoever was there and drank the wine, as long as you drank the wine, that's considered like you had a bar priyagofen made to your name. And now when you go home and drink wine there, you don't have to make kiddush again. You don't have to make a bar priyagofen again. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own sheet, his own svarim. The Yomer Rav Chonin Barabaya, Omer Rav Pedus, Omer Rav Yechon. Echot shinu yain, where you change wine in the middle of your meal. First they bring you one wine, and then they bring you a second wine, a better wine. They bring you shinu yain, the echod shinu makom. Even if you change places, you made a bar for a girlfriend in this room, and then you went someplace else to another.